Hi all. John, Ryan, Ben, and myself were talking about Elliot Smith, and the topic of deaths that really affected us came up. So, following is a conversation about said deaths.
Like I said before, Elliot Smith, I just found him. I'd just seen Good Will Hunting. I was listening to a shit ton of new metal and all this, whatever was popular at the time. And I heard this guy playing, you know, acoustic guitar. Or I remember the outro scene when the car is driving away in Good Will Hunting. That song Miss Misery is playing. I'm like, oh, what is this? And I just dove in. And for me, it was something different. You know, like I'm used to freaking, you know, Slipknot and System of a Down. And here I am listening to this guy playing, you know, acoustic guitar. Know, singing by himself, and I, you know, I fell in love with his music. And then it must have been, you know, a couple months later is when I found that out. And at the time, I'm 14, 15 years old, so you're already, you know, you're already growing. You're an emotional wreck some days just because of puberty or whatever is going on. And I was so sad at the time, and I know it was just like that period of that time in my life. I'm sure there was people I'd listened to who would, you know, musicians that had passed away, but it was a question that came up on that forum I mentioned. I had to think about it for a second. I was like, oh shit, yeah, I just discovered this guy and you know, passed away, which is unfortunate.
You got one, John? Like an artist that really it kind of hits you?
I don't, not necessarily. I think the deaths that most affected my life, only because it was in the news and that's what everybody talked about for years, even to this day, is Tupac and Biggie. But I wasn't a fan really of their music, you know what I mean? It was just such a pop culture popularity thing. You know, now when the way I view the death of artists, especially in the music industry, now, like Elliot Smith or Kurt Cobain, you know, Elliot Smith had a very, I don't want to say a very large, but at least a large music list, right? He's been in a lot of, he's done a lot of songs. They were Heat Miser before and all that stuff. So you can find a lot. Where Kurt Cobain, how many out? He had what, three albums?
Yeah, technically three.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like he died early, I guess, in his career, where Elliot at least had a body of work up until the moment he decided to stab himself in the chest.
Yeah, you say that too, and it was something else I was talking with Ben with. I was like, I would love to hear what he's doing now, because you listen to Figure Eight and just like how he had grown, like his career arc was him in a four-track recorder, and then you go to Figure Eight where it's dead, and you know, that immersive full band sound. I think he still would have been, you know, if he had stayed healthy, I still think he'd be putting out good music.
Yeah, and he played multiple instruments, which is great. And you know, that the first time he got signed to a label, he made a rough demo, gave it to somebody, and they said, "I want to make this an album," after they listened to it.
Oh.
And then it was history ever since.
Well, there you go. Ben, has any death ever hit you in that way?
Oh man, lots of them. I think the first one I remember really was George Harrison.
Ah, yeah.
I mean, I was young, and it wasn't like he was, you know, we were expecting him to be making lots of music, but losing a Beatle is always a big one. And kind of like Ryan, right around when I found Elliot Smith would have, I guess, been a year or two after he died. And just knowing that, you know, he was working on something as great as From a Basement on a Hill.
Oh.
And all that stuff, kind of like the progression of where he could have gone or where he was heading.
Yeah,
I thought
really just make you
Chris Cornell.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if we're talking more modern stuff, Cornell is way up there. And Neil Peart last year, even though he was already retired, losing Rush was a big one for me.
There you have it, talking about love and lost love of an artist. You can hear the rest of that conversation on After the Fact number 59, available on patreon.com/ohhijustin. It is a patron exclusive episode, so if you'd like to listen to that, $1 a month greatly helps out a big deal, actually. patreon.com/ohhijustin. If you'd like to hear our conversation on Elliot Smith, the program comes out on Thursdays on all podcast